audio is part of a podcast campaign. The campaign is titled The Basics Surrounding Anxiety. The series is brought to you by Amanda Dunas, psychotherapist, professional counselor, clinical hypnotherapist, master NLP practitioner, master practitioner of values-based change, master practitioner of advanced emotional intelligence, master practitioner of quantum linguistics. Quite a resume, Amanda brings to you the basics about anxiety. So welcome back to the next audio of the anxiety campaign. Just a note, if you're just tuning in now, it's actually not necessary to go back and listen to the other audios because each audio that I do during this campaign serves for one small topic and one small topic only. And this topic today will be on anxiety and panic in terms of definitions. And so if this is all that you're after, then all you need to do is listen to this podcast. So let's get started. And now I want to discuss anxiety and panic. Just like fear, or shall we say quite similar to fear, anxiety is an emotion. And it's from a perception of feeling under threat or feeling in danger. Anxiety is the emotional response. Fear typically is a response to a rather realistic threat. Like I described in the last audio, it's, for example, imagining when you perceive a threat in the dark and you think you're in danger on the road from an animal or from an unknown area, and then you experience that emotional fear response. But once you realize that there's nothing to fear, then this response can subside quite quickly. Anxiety is usually a response to a threat that's unrealistic, though. For example, anxiety can occur because you've imagined something, or because you're hypothetically thinking that the worst could happen tomorrow or next week. Even if it's an unlikely occurrence, your imagination has stretched it out so that you can believe that something horrible can happen. And so anxiety can really be stubborn in that it can persist with how often that thought or that imaginative thought can visit you and how intense it can be. For example, consider that you were flicking through a magazine and you saw a spider, and then you have such a clear image of that spider that you were so intrigued by because you saw it had bit someone, and the headlines in the magazine or of the article actually grabbed your attention, and you caused a relationship inside your own imagination about this spider and how it can kill you. And then all of a sudden you encounter experiencing that threat just when you're going outside into your own safe yard to do your own gardening, and then you start finding yourself avoiding your safe garden, which is something you do on the weekends as a lovely hobby, and you plant your veggies, and all of a sudden you are no longer there enjoying the winter sunshine and the cool breeze and the relaxation that you used to experience whilst you were doing the gardening. Now your imagination has created something much bigger, and your gardening experience is no longer enjoyable. And so what occurs is you find yourself spending a lot of time, once this becomes extreme, looking out for that spider that is purely only dangerous inside your own imagination, and you avoid even the possibility of running into any kind of spider, and you start doing things that you were never doing before, like overspraying or moving furniture around and being extra cautious. So there's a picture of anxiety for you. Let's move on to panic, where panic becomes a sudden burst of intense anxiety. And if you've had a panic attack, it can be extremely intense. It can peak in minutes and then it can subside. So this is generally the way it occurs. It's an intense feeling. Some people feel like they're actually going to have a heart attack, which in fact they're not going to, but that feeling is so intense that it really causes a fear of the next oncoming panic. Now, it's usually triggered by an interpretation that has been catastrophized. And it's usually an interpretation of symptoms that you associate with the fight or flight response, as we've been speaking over the last couple of audios. You may think to yourself, I feel like I'm going to die because my heart is beating so fast and I'm going to have a heart attack. Now, in people who have several episodes of panic, shall we say panic attacks, usually it's triggered by worrying that they're going to have another panic attack. And so it's like they're suffering anxiety because they're worrying that they're going to panic because they've got anxiety over having another panic, if that makes sense. And it sounds confusing, but that's pretty much the way that it goes. And so there's a snapshot of panic for you. I certainly hope that the information that I provide for you is basic and also useful. And so in the next audio, we're going to discuss terror, or a way of feeling dread or nervousness, and we're also going to discuss worry. So I look forward to the next audio with you. Thank you.
This audio is part of a podcast campaign. The campaign is titled The Basics Surrounding Anxiety. You've been listening to Amanda Dunas from the Positive Thinking Clinic, Woolleye Creek. Amanda can be reached via her website www.positivethinkingclinic.com.au, as well as email amanda@positivethinkingclinic.com.au, and also search on social media.